You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, brought to you by Comics on Comics and the Sideshow Network. I am Jen.
I'm Sean.
And yet again, we have two wonderful selections from our crappy collection to share with you.
Yeah, and this one that we're going to start with here, The Creeper.
Oh,
but technically this is DC first issue special number 7, October 1975, and it features the Creeper. Basically, this is just like a series of like an actual series that they did where they would just basically do standalone one shots of a character, and I think it was just more of a less just to see if anybody gives a shit.
Yeah, if there was enough interest actually give them a series.
To do an actual series. So, you know, Dr. Fate one. Well, I have a Dr. Fate one. Mm-hmm. There's also a Metamorpho one. Mm-hmm. And this one is the Creeper one. And
Creeper.
The Creeper had a show or a book a couple of years before this.
That nobody cared about, apparently.
No, it was pretty popular. I mean, it was a Steve Ditko and everything. I mean, you know. Steve Ditko drew this, too. It was a tandem effort, actually, so maybe he did some of it.
My joke was that he wouldn't end up in this if people cared.
Well, that's true, and he's had a number of series that didn't last, and now he's just like a Chinese stereotype thing.
Now?
Because remember...
Oh, well, that was because Ann Nesenti wrote him.
I know that.
But and
we should do that book.
Fuck. Can we make it through that book?
I don't know. Actually, now that I think about it, I kind of want to do the Eclipso one that they did. Not that Innocenti did, but I do have some thoughts on that.
Maybe we could do both of those together. It would just be really sad.
Yeah, those are recent, and that's...
New 52.
New 52, straight up.
Yeah, well, Creeper I don't think has shown up ever since those books.
He hasn't been in... Well, Katana's canceled.
Yes, it was.
So...
But ever since that, like, little... I don't know, maybe like a couple issues he showed up, I don't think he's appeared.
It's a shame, because...
So, anyway.
I dig him as a character. Jack Ryder, news reporter, also molecularly bonded to a Halloween costume.
Because as would happen.
Well, it happened because he got a thing in the skin, and, you know,
yeah,
and he
I
got
know.
Shot.
I know.
And he, in this one, you know, he recovered from getting, he recovered from getting shot, he falls off a helicopter and recovers.
Well, all right. So we start with... Jack Ryder, newsman, wandering through a prison off the shores of Gotham City. And he kind of looks like Don Draper. I'm going to say he looks a little Don Draper-esque with his hat and his suit.
And his tie matches the band on his hat.
It does. He's very stylish. And he is telling the warden that he is doing a story on prison reform, so he wants to see, like, the absolute worst parts of the prison.
Show me who's not reformed.
Well, no, like, we're going to do this story, like, as I looked at it, is like, just how prisons need to be reformed. Can I see how shitty the conditions in your prison are?
Show me a
And the guy's like, sure, that sounds awesome. Let's go see a bunch of these people. Like, here's some Two-Face and some Scarecrow. And then here's...
I like Two-Face, who's like, he's like, I'm going to kill you.
But only once.
Like, he's like, clearly, it's like, you know, he's not going to be in there. He's going to be in there forever, or he should be, but, you know, he gets out.
So anyway, he's like, oh, who's this guy? Oh, he's the Firefly. I don't know why they called him that, whatever. And then they walk away. And then Firefly's in his cell, and he, like, basically he has created a magnifying glass that melts steel by harnessing moonlight. That's the best way I can think to describe this thing.
Right. There's two things.
It doesn't make sense that it's fucking moonlight, but whatever.
Well, two things, though. First of all, the drawing of him taking it out, or unsheathing this, looks like he's pulling out...
Onto his dick.
a red dildo.
Or his dick is really just baboon red.
It straight up looks like a swollen dick.
Well, it's maybe not the best picture.
But whatever, you know, I guess this is, I mean, I keep it somewhere.
This issue is very dick-centric, which we will talk about later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't realize there was more dicks coming.
Oh, there's plenty of dick.
Oh, I didn't, you know, this is why you're my co-host.
This is why I'm around. I'm always thinking about dick. I guess that's the problem.
Yeah, so, well, this is good. This is good. This is good, because I didn't catch those things, so
you'll see them.
I told that this is very intriguing because I totally did not. I'm not recalling this at all. So, anyways, but also the other thing too about this stupid device that he built is that he built it from working backstage at the prison play, because in his prior conviction
or his prior
employment, he was the world's best like special effects artist.
Lighting,
you know, special effects artist. So he's basically, you know, the Stan Winston. Well, no, I'm sorry. Stan Winston's not a lighter. He's a special, you know,
he's just creature really, really good at lighting.
But at the prison play, which I would have laughed. I would laugh at this, but having watched Gotham.
I was going to say, we saw Gotham and there was a
prison play. There was a straight up play. No light.
It was Shakespeare's The Tempest, actually, yes.
But there was no lights.
No. But there was like a dude who had like what looked like scissors taped to his fingers, like sharp ones. And I'm not sure why that happened inside of an Arkham Asylum, but whatever.
Anyway. So
he gets out. Oh, he's free.
He's free. He's free, and shit goes down.
And they're like, oh no, there's an alarm. Quick, hide while he catches guy. And Don Draper's like, no. And he pushes his little... There's like a button under his watch that's under his skin or something.
Yeah, he's got a wrist device.
Yeah, so he pushes it and he becomes very flamboyant as the creeper. Because he has quite the like feathery cape.
With a feather boa, cape neck, hair thing. Yeah,
it's not like a boa here, it's like a hair cape.
Hair cape.
And so he just starts laughing. He's like, ha 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 ha, here I am. And it's really, really sad because, like, literally he's like, ha ha ha, here I am. And he just gets shot in the chest and he passes out.
Yeah.
Like, immediately. I'm just like, ha ha ha, I'm here to stop you. And he's just unconscious.
He sucks ass and then he comes to and everybody.
And when he comes to, everybody does what you have to do in comics in order to have a story. And is immediately assume that this guy helped the other guy escape. With no proof.
But, I mean, you know, I mean, he's a deranged-looking individual.
He's unconscious.
Maybe he got turned on. You know, sure. That's a possibility.
Okay.
He got, you know, you could assume that Garfield Lynn's or Firefly turned on him.
Yeah, but why? You hadn't seen him before, and all of a sudden you find him unconscious. It's going to be like, you must have helped that guy.
Well, they don't, but I think maybe there's a prior precedent with him that he is dangerous and he can't be trusted as a villain or as a hero. But maybe, you know, people just displeased to sort of know, kind of like Batman in some respects, you know, where, you know, early on where everybody's like, oh my God, it's Batman, fucking shoot him.
People still try to shoot him.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm talking like police officers. I mean, everybody tries to shoot him.
The police officers still try to shoot him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even today.
Because he's a vigilante. And hence, Jack Ryder is the same thing here. But Jack finds his way.
You know, he changed back into his identity and everything's fine. So then Firefly Guy goes to his lighthouse and, like, gets all of his gear to, and he puts it on and he's wearing one of literally the most ridiculous costumes to ever come out of DC Comics. Because he kind of looks like Ambush Bug if Ambush Bug wanted to be a wrestler.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Yeah, because he's got like the antenna and he's got like a white muzzle shirt that has like an FF on it.
He's wearing a stupid belt and he's got like
a shiny rainbow belt.
He's very but he's very excited to wear it.
He's so happy.
He's like, I hope I fit into it. All right,
yeah,
I do.
It's something else. It's a little ridiculous. Actually, I would love to see someone cosplay this because it's ridiculous.
This looks like the kind of costume that somebody would wear if you're like, hey, why don't you dress up as a stupid superhero? You know, if you were living in like the 60s and you were like, hey, wear a superhero costume, somebody would make this up and it'll look just like this.
You know, this actually looks like the kind of costume you would see in like the first Kick-Ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when people are like, I want to be a vigilante or a superhero too.
Fucking any Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass 2 was like
Kick-Ass that. Kick-Ass 2. It's just like random fucking costume that you probably could have just pulled out of your closet.
I would have hoped that movie. Weird. That movie sucked.
What, Kick-Ass 2?
Yep.
Well, Kick-Ass 1 was good.
I know, but 2 was fucking boring.
2
and
was not good.
Boring and terrifying. And terrifying. And, right. And had the this dude be in it. I would have liked it.
So anyway, here is when the dick...
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Do you see it now? So Firefly goes to, like, a bar where criminals hang out. And he's like, hey, guys, how about you work with me instead of mugging old ladies? Which I would just like to say, how much money can you really get off of mugging old women? Like, can you sustain a lifestyle by stealing the person?
If you're living a criminal lifestyle where, you know, basically you just... drink and smoke and murder.
How much money do old women have in their purses? Like, none.
Realistically, they Well, they get social security checks, and those could be, you know, substantial. They probably just get them straight cash.
No, they probably have to get them in a bank account now.
Yeah, but they probably get a lot of cash out.
Maybe.
That's probably what it is that because they probably are like, I don't want to deal with plastic.
Yeah, but I don't see them carrying it around in their wallets. I would see the, like, cause, you know, old women are famous for being like, oh, make sure you put the 20 in your bra or whatever. Like, that's the sort of advice grandmothers give you. Make sure you always have a 20 tucked in your bra in case you need cab money. So how much can you really get out of an old woman's purse? Not a lot. Unless you really like ribbon candy.
I was going to say, I mean, they're probably getting lots of candy.
Or unless you just happen to rob one of those, like, awesome old women who's, like, smokes everything, and she's just, like, tons of cigarettes. Which is good for them.
Well, good for them, because they all have cigarettes. This one actually here, I don't know if this... Is this guy, like... Are they, like, dating in this picture?
It kind of looks like they are.
Yeah, it kind of looks like they're in an embrace.
He's actually trying to show him how to shoot pool, but it's one of those, like, you know how dudes try to show ladies how to shoot pool? This is just the dude-on-dude version of that. Which is fine.
Oh,
good for them. Yeah, very progressive for this time, because this is what, 1975?
Very progressive panel. Yeah. It's a very progressive drawing. I think they're intimating something here that never got followed up on the rest of this issue.
Yeah, so anyway, they're like, oh, haha, you look like a fucking idiot.
Rightly so.
Rightly so, because this costume is stupid. And this guy's like, haha, and he pushes his belt. And this is where the dick comes in, because some of the time when it is drawn with light coming out of his belt, it looks like he just has, like,
humongous
beams,
yeah,
like, just coming from his crotch.
The golden shower of death.
Yeah, it's the golden shower of death. It is a humongous triangle cock. I don't even know what that is. It's just...
I forgot about this panel.
Dick.
Yeah.
Like,
I should take a picture of that.
That's a cock panel.
That's
what that is. That looks like he's just... I mean, even the positioning of his arm looks like he's like, yeah.
Yeah, it looks straight up peeing.
Yeah, but peeing in, like, a very strange way of peeing. Because it's like, it takes up a good third of the panel.
So, did it have to be yellow?
Right? So even when it's blue, it's just like, it looks... It's very cock-centric.
Okay.
So, very phallic on this issue. So this guy, like, disappears, and they're like, oh my god, we're gonna get with you. You killed our friend.
I like it, yeah, so he merely dematerialized.
Merely.
Merely. And he'll be back tomorrow, so...
But that doesn't sound like a temporary condition.
Yeah, but I mean, like, so you mean to tell me that this guy's, like, all of his molecules are just going to, like, reappear?
Sure.
And... he's going to be okay?
That just sounds right.
Like, you know, like, that's not going to have any health problems, stuff like that. Like, I mean, shit. I mean, Mr. Dr. Manhattan essentially came back together that way in Watchmen, and it was fucking painful looking as shit.
He had a lot of issues.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was, you know, blown up by an atomic, you know, accident.
Yeah.
This guy was shot by an evil golden shower. He ruined that guy's date.
Really did, because, like, that's exactly the thing. He, like, zapped the guy who was learning how to play pool, and, like...
Now he'll never play pool.
That's kind of, like, how would you like it if you're, like, your boyfriend just got zapped? It'd be very sad.
So,
So we cut back to...
Yeah, this is just a bunch of bullshit.
The bullshit about, like, oh, the creeper,
yeah, we're going to
put him on the news.
Oh, we got to talk about this ad, though. We got to talk about this ad, though, for two sizzling summer DC spectacular supersized specials. one of which is five startling super stories for Superman, which you meet the most six of the most important children in Superman's life. Can you guess which one saved him? And for some reason, the cover is Superman
literally being ridden like a horse,
giving a child a ride by the Statue of Liberty,
but not like a piggyback ride. This is like straight up like how you'd get on a horse.
Yeah, yeah, super horse.
Super horse.
What's Super Horse's name?
Super Horse.
They had a name.
Was there a super horse?
Yeah, there was a horse. There was Crypto. There was Streaky, the super cat. And then there was
Nay.
Oatsy.
Oatsy. Oatsy, the super horse. Oh. I have no idea. There's too many fucking super animals, though. Whatever.
Anyway, so.
So, yeah, that I don't.
Hopefully I'll come across that one.
Yeah, let's hope for that.
Yeah.
So,
so
fire.
So basically, though, Creeper goes on TV and, you know, or Jack Ryan goes on TV and he's like, guys,
we're looking for this
Creeper.
Guy.
Creeper's the shit. You know, if you see him, call the cops. But also watch out, you know, for this asshole in this stupid costume, you know. And then, so it turns out that there's a big fire.
Downtown,
but is it a fire?
Oh, no, it's not. You know what's really stupid about this, too, is all the firemen are just staring at it because it's up on the top floors. And as they're climbing, you know, as the Creeper climbs up, we find that Fuckface is up on the roof trying to get all the diamonds because the diamond exchange is up on the top. And he's like, haha, the firemen will never come up here. And they don't. They just, like, sit there and they just stare at the fire, which is not an actual fire.
No attempts to save lives.
No, none.
Even though it is
like,
a
wow,
faux fire.
That's too high.
Oh, here's more dickness.
I told you. Look at that.
Woof.
So it's not really a real fire. Nothing is on fire. It is a light show. So basically it's just like real life CGI on this building.
Real life CGI.
To keep the firemen from doing their job.
Because, God forbid, somebody goes up in a helicopter to actually check out the fire and
stuff.
But
we already know that firemen actually do run into burning skyscrapers.
Right.
But apparently in this comic, no, they do not.
These firemen suck.
Yeah.
These are Gotham firemen, I think, too, right?
Yeah, this is also a good question. Where the fuck is Batman? If this is Gotham City, what? You'd think Batman would show up.
He can't do everything. He can't do everything.
He does everything. He literally shows up in like 9 books a month. You'd think he'd show up in this one.
But it's not the first issue special with Batman. It's the Creeper.
Do you think he just got a note? It's like, this one's not yours, bro. Don't show up in this book.
Bro, chill out tonight.
Catwoman. He's probably
got something else going on, something else stupid. He's probably
fucking Catwoman, and good for him.
He's probably with Catwoman, or he's probably having he's probably riding Superman like a horse. You know, one of those things.
Is he the child?
He's the child. Yeah, that was young Bruce Wayne riding Superman as a horse. That's going to be a special World's Finest.
It's the best World's Finest.
Anyway, so fighting. So Creeper shows up, beats bunch of dudes up. The Firefly again, though, shoots him again with a different laser. This one not yellow, but it does.
And not as triangular. This one is much more beam-shaped.
Actually, it kind of looks like a dick.
It says Buzz on it. He's just taking it right in the chest.
Wow.
I told you, this is a dick-tastic issue.
No kidding. All right.
So yeah, he hits him in the chest in the face, like with all sorts of
in the face.
Things. See, like there's he's getting green dick.
Oh, that
we get bubble dicks. It's just.
Well, I mean, it would be much funnier because if this was like, if he was doing the. Blue dick. Okay, whatever. Yeah. So anyway, so he gets. They're trying to get out away from a helicopter, and.
Creeper falls off the roof of the skyscraper. Again, loses this guy, falls off, and again, knocked unconscious,
and people thought that he'd be dead.
No, not dead.
But he's not.
He fell off a 106-story building. Not dead.
I mean, he apparently...
He has, like, Wolverine power.
Well, the thing is this is what I'm interested in. I mean, he has... Yeah, I guess he's got super healing power, but, like, how come he's not...
Dead?
Like, just a piece of, like... smear man
because
on the ground
healing power. I don't know,
but does he just like, I mean,
you know what else is weird is like, how come when he gets knocked unconscious he doesn't revert back to Jack Ryder? Is there a reason for that? Do you have to push that button?
I guess you'd think it would have been pushed when you hit the fucking concrete. I was going to say, when you
whack the concrete, you'd think it would probably set it off, but I don't know.
There's some serious shit going on here. There's some serious atomic, nuclear physical abilities here for the Creeper that nobody probably anticipated when writing this book that ever anybody imagined. But
that no one would care about, but we care. So he is unconscious, and they take his unconscious body to a hospital where they handcuff him to a bed. And they're like, whoa, we're going to charge you for your crimes once you get better.
We're going to charge you for your crimes. We want to do some tests on you.
Because you fucking lived.
Because you lived after falling off of the roof.
He's like, oh, sure, that sounds great. But then he escapes. And he does what looks like falling on a banana peel. He looks like he's slipping on a banana peel.
It's a very oddly positioned drawing of him jumping out of a window. But he's like, I think he's just kind of swinging off the top of the frame.
It just looks weird.
And he's like, oh, it looks like he slipped or something. Anyways, so he shows back up to the Firefly's place.
His lighthouse.
Lighthouse. And he, you know.
And they're like, oh, no, the Creeper. And then there's fighting. But there's no dicks in this one.
No. Dick fights. Because he breaks his belt. He breaks his dick belt.
Oh, that's right. He breaks his dick belt. And then, so there's fighting and punching. And then Firefly, like, charges at him. Oh, no, he...
No, he still got his red dildo lighter.
Oh, that's right. So he tries to shoot him with the red dildo, but Creeper uses a mirror to, like, refract it back, and it hits him in the chest, and he falls off the lighthouse into the ocean and presumably dies.
Well, he didn't die.
No, how do you know he didn't die?
Because he comes back in Batman comics, and he's also in the Arrow cart episode about... Garfield Lynn's is the Firefly in... The Arrow TV show.
Yes, in that universe. But, like, if you look at the way this comic is, he falls into the angry sea.
He comes back, though.
Yeah, I realize that. But if you only read this issue and you never come back to it, you would assume he dies.
Maybe he used his...
Because it just literally says, stunned by his own light weapon, the villain staggers backward and plummets into the angry sea, dot, dot, dot. And then the Creeper's just standing up there, literally laughing. And that's how this ends.
Yeah.
He just straight up killed that guy.
Yeah, he did straight up murder him, I guess.
Whatever. That's cool.
That's why Batman's out here, because Batman would have tried to save him. But fuck this guy in his costume and his stupid dick weapons.
Yeah, this guy's got some problems.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's working with the academy. He was working, I mean, how much...
He was working in the theater.
In the theater. The prison theater, and there's only so much resources they have. However, though, they do... allow them to use electronics and shit.
Sure, and because, that's when you craft dick weapons.
Because apparently, yeah, I mean, which I think is just, you know, I mean, I get a prison play, but, you know, you, I don't know, fucking freelance somebody to come in and run the AV,
you know? I mean, they wouldn't even really need that. But not only that, everything would have to be accounted for. There'd be, like, lockdowns and cell searches, and this guy just, like, walked off with a lot of shit.
Had it taped in his pants the whole time.
And they're like, that's cool. Ugh. We don't need to search you.
Yeah, we don't need to search you, famous FX expert who would in no way ever do a crime again because you're in prison.
Yeah, who would in no way do this exact type of crime?
Yeah, you're pretty. You're reformed.
You're still in jail.
I hope you die because of your dick weapons.
Yep, and your terrible costume. Maybe it's best that he died because
what did the antennas do? Did the antennas have any service?
No, but he's a firefly, and bugs have antennas.
Whoa. G.I. Joe's Firefly didn't look like this.
That's G.I. Joe. Wow. This is literally, he thinks he's a firefly, so he has antennas like a bug.
Biz.
Do fireflies have antennas? I assume?
I don't know. I've never seen a firefly that up close. I have never decided to look that up. I guess I have to now just to see if he really is following through with his stupid costume.
Well, you'd
putting
think
FF on his fucking shirt like an asshole.
But here's the thing. If he really was trying to be a firefly, his entire lower half would light up. So those tights would
love
be
this.
Shiny.
I love this. He's holding his dick whip. It looks like a fucking pocket rocket.
Now he's coming at him with a vibrator.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is the best comic.
Yeah, so then, well, I mean, so that's why Batman's like, you know, that. He's like, you know, Batman was like, Batman
he took one look and he was like, you know what?
What happened was Batman got the call, and Alfred was like, "Firefly is loose," and he's like, "Is that the guy that uses like the dildos and shit?" Yeah, you know what? I gotta see Bruce. Me and Clark are doing horsey rides, so you know, we gotta go take care of that.
He's like, "Yeah, you know what? Gonna let the C string hang a loose one tonight."
I mean, there's like a million dudes out here fucking fighting crime and stuff. I mean, somebody else has got me.
You don't really need me, right?
Like, do I have to fight the dildo man? Anyways. All right. Well, that is first issue special featuring The Creeper, 1975, number 7, October 1975.
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code COMICS149. That's COMICS149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Okay, welcome back to Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network, brought to you by Comics on Comics. We are following through here on the Worst Collection Ever with a brand new edition.
Yes, brand new. Literally bought this yesterday. A shop near us.
Jeffrey's Comics.
Jeffrey's Comics down here in Los Angeles was having a Comics by the Pound sale, which that's like a dinner bell for us. And we're like, yes, we have to go, even though we have so many fucking comics. So we went, and we bought, I believe, a total of 6 pounds of comics.
Yes.
Between the two of us. And one of those was
The Sensational She-Hulk, number 8.
Yeah.
Mid-November 1989. Now, this is actually, I think, your first Marvel comic purchase.
This is probably my, maybe. I might have another Marvel, not one that I purchased on purpose, though.
Right.
So this is one of the few, yeah.
But you bought this specifically because of the cover, which features...
Well, yeah, and it was She-Hulk, and then, you know.
She-Hulk, which it's the late 80s She-Hulk, so there's all sorts of shenanigans going on in this book.
Yes.
Because that's what it was known for. And basically, there's a guy, a little squat Santa Claus-looking man here.
Named Nick St. Christopher.
Nick St. Christopher, which for some reason is trademarked, which apparently must have been, I don't know if that was, he's going to be in the future canon of She-Hulk.
Sure.
I don't know. But, and apparently he's there to help her convict a serial killer in New York City. He's the world's greatest detective, other than Batman.
Yes, well, Batman, we're not talking.
And She-Hulk's literally like, Marvel. She-Hulk's like really like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So, oh man, we start with She-Hulk in a green Dodge, like a sweet old one with fins, rocketing past Jupiter, you know, for she was somewhere in space. And she's trying to get back home, and she's like, oh fuck, this thing is moving real quick, I don't know what to do, and then she says, slow down, car, stop, and it stops right in front of her apartment.
How convenient.
Yay, she's so happy. And when she goes into her apartment, she's like, what the hell? This thing's a mess. Oh, that's right. My staff quit 4 issues back. And then
I don't even know. Wait, so are these the people that wrote her her book? Because I was confused because it was like, I thought John Byrne was always writing this book, this new version, because he's in love with She-Hulk.
Yeah, writer pencil.
Well, there he is right there, so.
Yeah, so that's how they tell you. It's the different way of doing credits, because this is really a meta book.
Oh, it's like super meta.
She knows that she's in a comic.
It's a bit too meta.
That's the thing. I felt that myself because I thought it was really, it's fun. Like, there's some, I think they do it too much.
Well, this is probably like what I think Deadpool is like now. Because that's basically.
It's too much of it for me, I think. Like, I like a couple of it. Like, I love this. So she gets home, she sees all this mail, and the mail's actually the credits to who wrote the book, colored the book, which is fun. And she's like, oh, they always give me the wrong mail. And then she's like, oh, finally, I got my job at the DA's office back in issue number 4, and I haven't done anything. This is, you know, let's remind people there's a reason Stan made me a lawyer. And then she, like, puts her clothes on, and she doesn't want to get a cab, so she literally walks across the panel into her law office. And I think, like, stuff like that, like the walking across the panel into her law office is fun.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's cool. That's actually different. I've never seen that.
I haven't either. And she's like, oh, wait, I know that this works. I wish that they'd let me do this in the Avengers. And, like, that sort of thing is fun. But then they do it too much.
I like, she gets a bunch of messages. And
yeah,
Captain America's calling her. Captain America's
like, hey, what's going on? Don't know where you were, but whatevs. And so she goes, and there's this guy, and he's an Australian killer, I guess.
Yeah, he's a killer, apparently. And this is weird, because he admits to killing these people, but they're still trying to convict him.
I guess they don't have any evidence. So they don't have...
But what about forensic files?
Apparently, nobody thought to call forensic files. So they don't, like, have the evidence. And they're like, well, you know, this guy's a total slimeball, but if you can't bring actual evidence against this guy, we're going to have to let him go. And she's like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to nail him. And so, like, she wanders off, and the next picture that you see is her in a lovely bathing suit on a beach. And she, like, finds, like, a pearl and, like, picks it up, and it leads right to very hunky, hot, shirtless Hercules.
And he's extremely Greek.
Yeah, very.
Because he's very Greek. Olive.
Yeah, and so she wanders over to him, and he's, like, taking off her hat, and they're like, yeah, fucking. And it's like, good, get it, She-Hulk. That's right, get some. And then, unfortunately, she was only having a dream. So she didn't actually get to get any, and that was kind of a disappointment.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, she still kind of got some.
A dream.
Dream sex.
But was it really, or did she just wake up after she kissed him?
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, get it. So she wakes up, and she's like, oh, man, tired of these subplot dreams. And you're like, okay, I get it. Like, stop. We get it. You're in a comic book. And so some guy calls her, and she goes to meet him. And I'm assuming he grabs her ass in this panel?
Well,
I don't know.
Does he, or does he headbutt her, or what does he do?
I don't know. He's very short, so all you see is her go, whoops, and I don't know, and he's behind her. I don't understand exactly what happened. I'm assuming he grabbed her butt. Do you think she would punch him?
Yeah, you think she would be a bit more, you know, being a superheroine, she probably wouldn't attend.
She would just, like, turn around and, like, kick him right in the face, but whatever.
She would have exploded him. That would have been funny.
Yeah, it would have been funny.
He looks like a literally like
a. And he could have come back. It's a comic book, and that would have been really funny. But whatever. So it's this very short man. He's like, "Hi, I'm Nick St. Christopher, and I'm here to help you with your case." And she's like, "Okay." And so they like sit down and they talk about how he's like a great detective, and she doesn't believe him, and she says she needs some like backstory, or like, what does she say? I need about a half page of subplot to mull this over to think about working with him.
And then we get a subplot.
That I don't...
I have no idea. I don't care. Who cares?
Subplot that doesn't matter. So we go back and she's up on a roof with good old Santa and she's going to go get this guy
into Santa.
This it's apartment. And he shoves her down the chimney.
He shoves her down, like, the chimney.
Oh, which... my God, I fit. Why? And he's like, ha ha ha.
Science!
Hey, you know, the thing is like, you'd think that she would just believe it because she bought everything else about being in a comic book, but this she can't buy.
And she's fucking She-Hulk.
About how she fits.
She's been to space. She's literally been to space. She's been to the fucking Beyonders planet in Secret Wars.
Yeah, but she can't just be like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, I guess comic book physics.
Actually, I'm very impressed here because She-Hulk, so if she's anything like the Hulk, she's a giant, dense being.
Yeah, she's 7 feet tall.
She's 7 feet tall, and she's indestructible and everything. And she falls down this chimney. Instead of, like, falling down the chimney and just fucking demolishing this fucking apartment, she actually just leaves it intact, which I think was very impressive.
Yeah, good for her, yeah.
But, I mean, but it's still, it just, these are things that, like, anytime the Hulk falls down something,
he fucking destroys it,
like, because he's the Hulk. He's giant.
Well, it's because, you know, Santa.
Okay.
So they go into this apartment, and they're like, oh, yay, we found it. Great, let's get the cops down here. And then Santa, like, I think he's trying to fuck She-Hulk.
Oh, she has a cell phone.
Oh, fancy.
Wow. So I have a question, actually, about her job as a DA.
Yes.
Like, why is she a DA? She gets a stipend from the Avengers.
Well, because...
Is she just doing it just to... Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I guess she needs to have...
I mean, you gotta have something to do with your day. Might as well.
Well, there's meetings and stuff. I don't know. She's
a lawyer.
She is a lawyer. She's actually the, like, big lawyer. I think she's, like, a better lawyer than, like, Matt Murdock. overall.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's fucking blind, so.
But that doesn't mean that he's not a good lawyer. Jesus Christ.
And he's Daredevil.
Oh, no. You. Matt Murdock. She's probably a better lawyer because she's a better lawyer.
Because he's probably not. She's probably, yeah. She just seems a bit more into it. I don't regret
that. Smarter.
I don't know enough about Daredevil. You know what? I should probably recant. I should probably recant my Daredevil comment because I don't know much about enough about Daredevil to make that judgment.
But that he's like a bad lawyer because he's blind.
Because he's blind, and I guess
that's
he doesn't
care.
That's
a terrible judgment in general.
Yes, it is. And
perhaps you should just recant it completely.
I recant it completely.
There you go.
I would totally hire Daredevil to
represent
me.
Yeah. Why not?
Because he's also Daredevil.
Yeah. I'd hire She-Hulk. I would love a 7-foot green attorney. I think that'd be awesome. So anyway, so Santa's like popping some champagne.
Yeah, why'd you do it? That's a bullshit.
He's trying to fuck her. I don't know. It's kind of really creepy. It's gross. And so then he gives her like a present. And he's like, oh, it's just a small token. And he puts it in her pocket and that's the end. And so he shoves her back out of the chimney when the cops show up. And that's that.
If Marvel ever made this into a movie.
Oh, they will.
China would be played by... Or, I'm sorry. Green She-Hulk would be played by China. The wrestler China.
You think?
And Danny DeVito would play Nick St. Christopher.
But could it be like Danny DeVito as his Frank character from Always Sunny?
Yes. That's what I'm thinking here. Because he's like... He's like, I'm going to get real weird with it. And just...
He's going to be like, you want an egg?
Can I offer you an egg in this troubling time?
Like, Frank, why are you naked at this playground? He's like, it doesn't matter. Just help me.
That's right.
And we never found out why he was naked at a playground. Going to get real weird with it. Anyway, so because of St. Christopher Nick Santa fuckface guy's help... They have enough evidence. Oh, man, isn't that so exciting? You have enough evidence to try this guy.
That guy's got some really blonde eyebrows, by the way.
Oh, which guy?
Did we know? I don't know why. I just felt very intimidated by by his hardcore blonde eyebrows.
That is some blonde eyebrows. Who is this guy?
I don't know. Captain America Jr. Jr.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's very Aryan looking.
As I say, I'm Aryan Jim Steele.
So they're like, yeah, that's great. And, sure.
I don't forget what happens here. So then...
And then I don't know what happens. She's, like, talking to her friend. And she's like, don't worry about it.
She's, like, upset that she's, like, got to deal with this shit.
Yeah, she's kind of upset that she's got to deal with this guy. And this guy shows up and he's like, oh, no. The readers know who I am, but it doesn't matter. Now, come along. We have to go. And they go to... Oh, that's right. They can't arrest this guy. Okay, let's go back.
Yeah, there's something with the...
They can't arrest this guy because they can't prove that it's his apartment because his name is not on the lease. The person who's on the lease is his ex-girlfriend who lives in Australia. And she's like, I don't know what to do now. What am I going to do? Then he shows up and he literally takes her to the Outback to talk to this chick.
Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse. Not Australia. Literally Outback Steakhouse. They get a bloomin' onion.
I'm going to convict you with this bloomin' onion.
Convicting you of taste. So yeah, so she's like, I'll come testify because my ex-boyfriend sucks. And She-Hulk's like, yeah, I win. And she does. And blonde eyebrow man's like, good job, She-Hulk. And then she goes outside after the judge.
Oh, so she won the case.
Yeah, she won the case.
Oh, I thought it was just still something.
No, she won the case. And then he's there, Santa Claus. Excuse me. Santa Claus. So excited I hiccuped on Santa Claus. And Santa Claus is like, oh, She-Hulk, I love you so much. And she's like, what? And she's like, I know who you are, and I think you're married. And then his little wife shows up, and she has a very strange German accent that he doesn't have.
Mm, yes.
And she gets very upset and ushers him away, and he's like, oh, you're going to get what you deserve. And for some reason, Mrs. Claus fills She-Hulk's office with reindeer droppings. Because it's not fucking She-Hulk's fault that Santa wandered off, literally wandered off.
No, she didn't fill it with reindeer.
Yeah, it does. Do you know that your office is full of reindeer droppings? She says, but I wonder what she meant about me getting what's coming to me.
Because they rode there on reindeer.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did, probably. They did. That's what this is the implication.
No, it's not.
But we don't see the reindeer.
No, that is not the implication. It's not.
That's what I got.
Well, you're wrong, because here it is.
She says,
hold on. We're going to go back to this panel here where German Santa wife, it says, ma'am, I'm sorry. She says, you keep your nose out of this, you hussy. And then she says, leaning on my Chris.
Okay.
So she thinks She-Hulk has somehow done something to make Santa wander off from the North Pole to help her do this. And then She-Hulk's like, leading? Hey, no, wait, I didn't, and she's like, from you, I don't want to hear anymore. You get what's coming to you, you see. And what she gets is a fucking office full of reindeer droppings because Mrs. Claus thinks it's She-Hulk's fault that Santa literally appeared out of nowhere to try to fuck her. She-Hulk has nothing to do with this. She wasn't gonna fuck him. She didn't ask him to come. No, she didn't even know who he was. But Mrs. Claus blames her and filled her entire office with reindeer droppings.
But I don't think it was.
Yes.
I want to believe.
Well, you're wrong.
Is that she came there on a sleigh of reindeer because that is their car.
No, they can just appear. They didn't need a sleigh of reindeer to go to the Australian.
But they parked the reindeer in.
No, there's no reindeer. There is not one reindeer in this comic book.
God damn it.
This is all about how Mrs. Claus is blaming She-Hulk for her husband's disgusting wandering eye.
Well.
Which she should really be filling his study full of reindeer droppings and not her office.
Of course.
Because it's not, She-Hulk did nothing, literally nothing, and this guy showed up.
He is a lot like Batman, because he is thinking with his dick.
Yeah.
So he probably is the world's greatest detective, according to the Marvel Universe.
So do you think, Batman's dick is the greatest detective, or Batman is the greatest?
No, Batman is.
Because I would have to say that when Batman thinks with his dick, he becomes one of the dumbest characters in the DC Universe.
Of course.
Because he ends up doing stupid shit. Like having sex with Talia.
Yeah.
And that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's very dumb.
He really is stupid. Bruce Wayne's dumb cock. Somebody start a band and call it Bruce Wayne's dumb cock. I would listen to that.
Anyways.
That was She-Hulk.
This is She-Hulk number 8. Sensational She-Hulk number 8. Mid-November 1989. This will go on for another 52 issues.
Yeah.
So
lots of meta fun.
This is 1989. This series didn't end until 1994. Like, this constantly was a thing.
There were a couple other ones. Yeah, there were like three other ones, and I picked this one because this was the cover I liked.
I'm actually intrigued to read straight superhero story in this because I know they exist, but I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah, I should have bought the other ones, but I was just like, I'll just try one because I didn't know what I was.
Well, no, it's probably best just to try one because the problem is if you get a whole bunch of them and you're stuck with it, and that happened to me recently with what I bought the last days of the Justice League the last days of the Justice Society, or no, I'm sorry, that's different. America versus the Justice Society of America, and I was like, hey, a bunch of my favorite characters, Spectre, Dr. Fate, all these JSA guys. I'm like, all right, whatever, I'll give it a shot. And it's just basically a procedural, literally it's like a C-SPAN hearing in a comic book. There's nothing going on. And I was like, I can't read this.
No.
I can't. I just don't have the interest. I would rather read Legion of Superheroes or something.
Right.
And be more entertained by that, which actually probably would be more entertaining. So I took that plunge and I feel bad that I did. And I would have felt weird had I bought a multiple run of She-Hulks.
Yeah, when I don't know anything about
She-Hulk. So, maybe, I'll look for a few more of these.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure we'll find them, considering that the place that we went to, Jeffrey's, has, these sales all the time. I don't know where they get them, but they get them from
somewhere. They acquire them, people bring them in.
Yeah.
Jerks like us eventually get tired of their collection, they bring it in and say, oh, you give me money, and they give you $20 for all the books that you bought.
From the, 8,000 books that you
have. We have 1,000 books.
Do we have 1,000?
I'm counting the trade paperbacks, too. But individual books were probably maybe, close to 1,000.
So, I have a two-read pile, and it is over. I haven't been reading it lately because I've had a lot of other stuff to do. I was working on a story, and so I wasn't reading as much. I was just writing. And I had about 25 books, and then counting all the ones that I have from yesterday, I literally have like 63 books to read in my to-read pile.
Good luck with that.
Yep, most of them are Catwoman. Yay.
Well, stop buying the Catwoman, start reading them.
I'm trying to complete my collection of Catwoe.
We're getting there. I don't know if I need more box space because I have to keep them next to Batman.
Yes, you do. They go together, okay? They're perfect for each other. All right, whatever. Okay, that's it.
That's it. That's it for this episode of Worst Collection Ever. I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
You can find me, Sean, on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, SHAWN. Also find me on Instagram, AngryHeroSean, and my Tumblr, TheAngryHero.tumblr.com.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jen Stansfield, and on Tumblr, JenStansfield.tumblr.com.
And once again, thank you to Sideshow Network and Comics on Comics, Vito Lepicolo, Juan Manuel Rocha. Thanks. We appreciate it, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.